Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Is your litter box really worth a crap? If you're tired of spelunking for kitty clumps, listen up. You don't have to deal with someone else's crap every day. I became intensely interested in this subject when I brought home a felony poopetrator named Allison. To say the least, I was dismayed to discover even a wee little kitty produces an astonishing amount of toxic sludge. A week into Allison's arrival, I couldn't take the stench trench any longer. I simply don't have the constitution to wander into this kind of nuclear fallout on a daily basis. Scouring the internet, I found a site offering self-cleaning litter boxes. Gadzooks! Was this the answer to Allison's stanky stool show? It was worth $200 to find out. The self-cleaning litter box I got uses crystals to dissolve the not-so-festive Yule logs laid by my sweet little kitten. According to the instructions, you only have to change the crystals once a month. I wouldn't recommend waiting that long. I usually clean out the crap trap 2 times a week. But do the math. That's still 5 glorious days of not having to root around for poop tarts. As an added bonus, the crystals don't track through the house like regular kitty litter, so it cuts down on the mess. In summation, if you have any sort of self-love, consider getting a self-cleaning litter box. Unless, of course, you like to start your day hunting for coagulated kitty gruel. Don't be a jerk. Listen to the quirk. Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted, that is. This zany audiobook by Adele Park is The Cat's Meow. Find out what happens when a ghost gets trapped at the DMV and requires the assistance of a snarky cat named Skitters to help her cross over.
I'm so happy I could heave hairballs.
Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted. Get ghosted today on audible.com.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.